Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The abortion pill is a tool of modern-day eugenics, and the case now is before the U.S. Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is we'll do more of a deep dive later, but this pill, the patent is owned by the Population Council, right? The majority of the leadership of this Population Council are blacks, right? As well as a lot of the leaders in Planned Parenthood are also black. So you think about this abortion pill, which is used to eliminate minority populations. Think about
that. Let's begin actually with that part because
think about that.
The Population Council was founded in 1952. Mm-hmm. And it was founded right after the fall of Nazi Germany. John D. Rockefeller III, along with Margaret Sanger and others, they founded the Population Council, and it's still active and it's still very involved in this abortion industry. And in fact, believe it or not, we'll talk about it in a few moments, it is the owner of the patent for the mifepristone, or the so-called RU486.
Right.
So here's what this Population Council did back in 1952 when they met. They wanted to talk about limiting population, because in their view, they wanted to limit population. And so they target certain kinds of people to limit their reproduction. And that goes back all the way to Charles Darwin, mm-hmm. who wanted to had an ideology based upon his evolutionary model that there are certain categories of people that are better than others.
Right. And Margaret Sanger as well, who started the first birth control clinic in 1916 with that very purpose, to eliminate those they considered unfit or minority population.
Yeah. And so this whole Malthusian movement, which is the Population Council, Population Control, Population Council, all those were part of this, was to eliminate certain categories of people. It's basically, for putting it in kind of their terminology, it's like going into your garden and there's weeds in the garden and you want certain vegetation to grow better. Mm-hmm. You don't want it to be choked out by the weeds, so you go in there and you pluck out the weeds and you prune your garden.
The audacity to compare that to humans is unbelievable.
Yeah, and so they compared that to humans. They actually spoke, Margaret Sanger did, of human weeds, people that are the weeds of humanity,
right,
that are polluting the gene pool by breeding. And you needed to stop them from breeding their kind in order to purify the human gene pool. So after decades of funding and research, population control programs, the Population Council received the patent to mifepristone. How did that happen? Well, the drug was developed by the French company Roussel Euclid, which later donated the rights of the drug to the Population Council after the company was unable to find a buyer, with an opportunity for an inexpensive and widespread abortifacient drug to further its mission. The Population Council facilitated, quote, clinical trials, obtained FDA approval in 2000, and identified a manufacturer. So during the FDA approval process, the Population Council transferred the rights to produce and distribute mifepristone, or RU486, to Danco Laboratories, a secretive and obscure entity formed in 1995 in the Cayman Islands in return for undisclosed royalties. Danco Laboratories then used the Chinese firm, a pharmaceutical company, to manufacture the compounds for the drug. And it was during COVID then that the Biden administration and the FDA rushed through this mail order RU486 mifepristone. So now you can get the drug by the mail without even seeing a person in person online. In fact, if you go look at the original FDA concern over this mifepristone, They were concerned about some of the adverse effects of this, and thus the reason why you needed to actually see a doctor in person in order to get this prescribed. They simply brushed that under the rug, and now it's mail order. And unfortunately, the majority of abortions now, it appears, are these chemical abortions as opposed to surgical abortions.
And, you know, I'm sure they're not advertising that there have been women that have died from this pill, because it's easy for them to bleed to death, especially if they're by themselves going through this process. Planned Parenthood make it sound like, oh, you're just going to have a heavy menstrual cycle. Well, it's much more than that. You're actually expelling your child and easily can bleed to death.
Well, there's actually recent research that just came out. We'll talk about it on another program with regards to some of the adverse effects and injuries of this mifepristone on women. So it is not safe. Women have bleeding problems. Some women die because, for example, you might be told that this would result in abnormal bleeding, but that abnormal bleeding could be caused by an ectopic or tubal pregnancy that is life-threatening. You don't get medical care because you just think it's part of the process, but by the time you get medical care, it is too late and the infection has progressed and a woman can be seriously injured or die.
And they've proven to be less safe even than the surgical abortions, which aren't safe either.
Well, in our particular brief, we represent the National Hispanic Leadership Conference and also the Frederick Douglass Foundation. Collectively, they are representing about 70,000 African American and Hispanic churches across the country. And obviously, in our brief, we focus on the eugenic history of this mifepristone against races and minorities, black and brown, other minorities, and people with disabilities. That this particular pill, from the very inception, going back to the Population Council, and I think that's very clear, that particular agenda of the Population Council is to eliminate certain categories of people. That was part and parcel of Margaret Sanger's ideology that became Planned Parenthood. And what most people don't realize is it's the Population Council that actually owns the patent rights to mifepristone. This is what the FDA has done. They put their stamp of approval not only on approving this drug in 2000, but then approving it for mail order. So if you go back to 2000, when it got approved, how did that happen? I remember it was in the twilight years of Bill Clinton's presidency. He had only a few months left in his presidency. Remember the 2000 election with Gore and Bush? So that happened in November, and it continued on through the end of the year into December. So Bill Clinton was president through the end of 2020 and up until the inauguration of January in 2021. As part of his last effort to push abortion issues, this is when he put pressure on, and the Clinton administration, FDA, rushed this approval process for mifepristone, and that is how it became approved, ignoring a lot of the risk and rushing it past some of the otherwise safety signals that they should have paid attention to get it on the market.
Right. Again, an abortion facilitates the ideology that Sanger and Darwin and all those started with, eliminating populations, minority populations, those who are disabled, those they considered unfit. Abortion was all about facilitating that. And this abortion pill has now made that easier and cheaper for them to facilitate.
I think the clearest thing that is a takeaway from our brief here is this connection to the Population Council. You know, in our brief that we filed in the Dobbs decision in 2022 that overruled the abortion cases of Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey, we represented the same groups, National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference and the Frederick Douglass Foundation and others. And our focus was that abortion itself wasn't focused on the chemical abortion per se, but abortion itself was rooted in eugenics and racism. And we urged the U.S. Supreme Court to close the chapter on this eugenics racist history that it placed its seal of approval on in 1973 with Roe versus Wade, and to overturn those decisions. And our brief was actually referred to in the actual majority opinion. So this particular brief takes it another step further. It traces this racist eugenic history, But it is even stronger in the sense that this pill is tied to a racist eugenic organization. As we focused on in the brief in Dobbs, Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood, here you have Sanger, John D. Rockefeller III, and especially, and this is critical, the Population Council.
Absolutely. Education is the key here, and we need to pray as the High Court will hear oral arguments on this case March 26th.
March 26th. So pray for the case, and you want to find out more about this case on Liberty Counsel's website, go to lc.org/life. That's lc.org/life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.